Well, the first ever raspberry harvest at the Pinata Farm at Orielton in the south of the state has been completed. Mark Salter, who manages the farm, says work is underway to double production on the site by next harvest, and says the first harvest was long.
It was, yes. No, we started in mid-February with the variety Sapphire, just finished with Diamond Jubilee, as I say, about a week ago.
Now, how did it go with the COVID restrictions? Was it okay?
Yeah, no, we didn't have any problems at all. Fruit sales were still buoyant, so we had no trouble selling fruit. Prices were really good. We went a bit later than we probably had anticipated, so that late crop, the late fruit ended up in a market where there was very little raspberries competition. So, yeah, we ended up with good prices towards the really good prices towards the end.
What about the workforce? Any issues there?
No, Tony, no. We had a pretty consistent workforce. Our own protocols in place, our COVID protocols in place, our temperature testing people, our workers as they came in, and obviously tight restrictions on anyone that wasn't feeling well. But no, we didn't miss a beat, really. Yeah.
And you could separate them pretty well there with the different rows, couldn't you?
Correct. So we did. We had our social distancing in place, our 1.5 metre distance, so that we could have that between each picker. We had tables spread out down the down on the top end of the tunnel, so they could come out and be separated from each other and maintain that distancing.
And what would you describe the raspberries as?
They're really good quality fruit. Toward the end, the cane started to go into dormancy, so fruit dropped off towards the end. But the majority of the season went really well. So, we had excellent fruit. The weather was really good, and the weather plays a part, even though we're under tunnels. You know, we'd like to see nice sunny days, nice weather. So, yeah, it really went well.
Better than the Queensland berries?
I better not be too parochial, Tony. We think we grow the best berries down here, but I think they've got a good crop they're growing up there at the moment. So, ours were really good down here. Yeah, very pleased. And actually, we had some comments coming through from our Facebook page, quite consistently saying how good a flavour they are.
So, what happens now on the Orielton farm?
Taking out our nursery canes. They'll go into cool store for about 4.5 months, and then we'll put them into the tunnel. So that'll be our next crop, really. And then the canes that we've got in the green and the tunnels down there now, we'll cut them back, and they'll grow again, and they'll also have another crop. So got a fair bit of work ahead of us. There's no real downtime. So, plenty of work still to go yet, Tony.
And you're doubling production now.
Yeah, so we've got 3 hectares approximately in production at the moment. We have another 3 hectares of tunnels to cover, and they'll be planted later in the year. So that'll give us a total of 6 hectares for this coming season. And then, of course, we have a program of multiplying that out over the next 2 years. We'll have about 18 hectares in total of raspberries within the next 3 years.
Now, how many workers in total did you use this year, and how many do you expect next year?
We had anywhere between sort of 14 up to 25 pickers this season. We have a base staff of around 3 or 4 permanent casuals here, plus our pickers. Next year that will double, or probably even more so. We'd expect to be up around 50 to 60, maybe even more pickers in the peak of the season. So, and that'll gradually increase, of course, as the next stages come into production.
Any problems with the prospect of a lot less overseas workers? Are you using a lot of locals?
We are using a combination, but mainly overseas, visa workers. It is a concern. I think there'll be a fair bit of competition coming up, you know, towards the end of the year, obviously, as other crops come in. So, it's something that we're obviously aware of, and, you know, we need to make sure that we've got our crew ready to go towards the end of the latter part of the year.
And what sort of things can you do to ensure that that happens?
We're using a contractor, and we also look for workers ourselves. So we'll be making a conscious effort to make sure between now and when we start the recruitment program going, and that we do have workers ready there on standby, ready to go when we need them. We are a company that looks after its workers. We like to make sure they're happy, and we like to make sure that we know they're going to come back in seasons to come. So it's one of the priorities with our company that we do maintain a happy workforce, therefore try to encourage them to come back the next year.
And can you get any help from the Queensland Farms in that regard with sharing with workers?
Yeah, that's something that we're obviously is an advantage. We are in a slightly different season. So the contractor we're using is also supplying workers to our Queensland sites as well, so we can take advantage of that and have people come down. Obviously, we're hoping, of course, that the borders will be open well and truly by then.
Okay, and the prospect of maybe using a few more locals?
Possibly, Tony, yeah, for sure. Look, we're always open to anyone. We're not preferenced to any particular region or anyone in particular. If people want to work, we're happy to have them come and pick raspberries for us.
Pinata Farm Manager at Orielton, Mark Salter, on the first ever raspberry harvest, which has just finished, and the expansion plans for next year.